Welcome to the Zone Coach Show. I'm your host, Jim Fannin. Happy New Year, Zoniacs. 2022. Was 2021 like a blip? I was still thinking, what happened to fall? What happened to summer? And now, what happened to 21? Next, in the middle of starting off on the right foot, 2022. Last week, we talked about visualization. We talked about why it works. Your subconscious mind, the overlord of all your bodily actions and functions, does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. And you visualize 60 to 65% of your waking hours. That's a lot of visualization. And last week we talked about synchronizing that visualization and making it proactive. The average person, not you and me, of course, has somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 thoughts every single day. So by the time you wake up in the morning, by the time you go to sleep at night, you will have amassed 2,000 to 3,000 thoughts. They typically are coming into the 12, 13, 14 seconds each. Some can last longer, some maybe just a second. But these thoughts are either about the future, thinking about what you're going to do this afternoon, what you're going to do tonight, what you're going to do tomorrow, or thinking about the past, thinking about what you've done or what's transpired, and go back into the past. Of all those thoughts you have, 80% of most of us, 80% of our thoughts are not in the moment. We're only spending a fourth of our waking hours totally engaged with what we're doing. And if we're with other people, looking them in the eye long enough to discern eye color, being in the moment. Now, I've noticed in 50 years, as I look back over my client list and observing champions and other disciplines, some I coached, some I didn't coach, they had the ability to not overthink. They think less. They stay out of the past, except for learning, analysis, evaluation. They stay out of the future, except for planning, strategy, and tactics. The best in the world are spending 80% of their thoughts locked into the moment. And they have a little mantra: there's no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. Repeat that to yourself. There is no place I'd rather be than where I am right now, looking in the camera, talking with you. Or I should go somewhere else and do something else. Yeah, but Jim, what if you're in a bad place? Well, I'm going to learn how not to get here again, and I'm going to learn something about how I can respond and what I can do to find the solution to this challenge that I have. There's no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. And that's really where the zone resides. Our second show was all about the zone, and that's fully immersed and locked into the moment. Now, are you one of those 80% of your thoughts are future and past? If you are, achieving something lofty, an abnormal dream, you're going to have to think in an abnormal way. So you can't think like everybody else, 80% future and past, and only 20% in the moment. If you've got a higher vision for yourself and you want to take this to the maximum, you've got to think abnormally and 80% being in the moment. But how do I do that? There's so much negativity. There's so many people that are victims, and they want me to get into their drama. Well, the first thing you do is don't put your toe into the pool of any drama. As soon as you ask a question, well, what did she say? What'd they do? Well, how did that work out? As soon as you ask a question about the future, what do you think we'll do next? Or the past, you have now just lowered yourself into that pool of drama above your knees. And the more question you ask and the more you get emotionally involved, you could be up here in your drama. Now, that's not where peak performance resides. Peak performance does not reside there. Stay out of the drama. Don't ask those questions. You can listen. You can be polite. Of course, that's why we get into the drama. We want to be liked. I don't want to upset you. So if you got a challenge and you want to dump it on me, well, I care about you. I'm going to listen. I'm going to get into it. But does that serve me well? Does that serve the other person well? I don't think so. Stay out of the past except for learning, evaluation, and analysis. Or maybe to have a story that's pertinent. Maybe a belly laugh with an old friend from college. That's cool. Otherwise, be present. And that's what this show is all about, being present. How do you stay in that moment? Well, you got to commit that that's how I'm going to live my life. And with a blueprint, which was in our first episode, tucked up under your arm and using visualization to be in that mindset and manifest it in your mind into its physical equivalent, that is the first step. Nothing great happens without a blueprint. And now, once that blueprint is in place, and you've seen it, narrow your focus a month out, a week out, or 24 hours out. And that's where you want to reside in the present tense. I've coached a lot of athletes that have been able to stretch that rubber band of energy, being in the moment, over minutes, hours, days, weeks, over months. Now that's a Zoniac. That's a peak performer. And that's what this show, again, is all about. It's about peak performance, high achievers, and it's about being your genuine, authentic, best self in a simple, balanced, abundant way. You're in the right place if that's what you want in your life. The zone. You can put it on like an overcoat, and that is the ultimate present tense place to live your life. This show's about being present, and I'm looking forward to helping you stretch it like a rubber band so you can accomplish anything you choose. And now a short word from our sponsor, Recovery Zone Solutions.
Opioids, alcohol, a total of 93,000 overdose deaths in 2020. There is a solution. No more 30-day rehabs. We have created a program where our clients recover from home using a non-opioid-based implant that eliminates cravings within 12 hours. Our clients can return to work swiftly. Clients work via telehealth or in person with a clinically trained zone coach therapist for 12 months with individual and group support. With our mobile app, our clients have 24-hour access to our Zone Coach performance system, providing a blueprint for positive daily living routines with push notifications for daily support. Successfully beat addiction. Recovery Zone Solutions. Stay in the zone.
the toolbox. We had one tool, I hope you've been using it, called the reboot. And that's where you shut your eyes, unhinge your jaw, lower your breathing, and just turn your brain off. The reboot. Anytime you're thinking negative, anytime you're thinking drama, anytime you're in the past too long in a negative way or anxious about the future, turn your brain off and reboot. But this next tool has been used in golf and all of the athletes that I've coached. And you can use it in other parts of your life. It's called the 5-second rule. University of Illinois men's golf team, I've been working with them and they're awesome. National Coach of the Year two times, Mike Small. I've been helping them for over a decade. They've won the Big Ten, I believe, don't hold me to the number. I think it's 11 out of the last 12 years. Produced a lot of All-Americans. Produced two NCAA champions. But they've had a battle cry every single year. And that battle cry is, next! So after every shot, especially if it's an errant shot, and you've hit the ball in the rough, a lot of people will violate that 5-second rule. Instantly, they'll roll their eyes, they'll grab their neck, they'll bang their club, and they'll replay the past. Of course, now we're going in the opposite direction of stretching the zone. Next. So here's the 5-second rule. After every shot in golf, whether you hit a good shot or not, really is irrelevant. You do nothing for 5 seconds. In fact, make that part of your golf routine. There's a pre-shot routine. We got a 5-second post-shot routine. So you hit the shot. You shut your eyes. You unhinge your jaw. And you reboot. Just clear your mind. No judgment. No victim of whatever happened. And then you open your eyes, raise your chin above parallel, and say one word, next. And that is the next target. Even if you're walking into the rough, where's my next target? In tennis, next, next point. How am I going to open on my return down the middle? Or where am I going to serve? Where's my next objective? Where's my next step? Next, we'll keep advancing and stretching that rubber band of the moment. Let the 5-second rule be your new battle cry with the finale of it. Next. Don't violate the 5-second rule after any performance, any shot, in any sport, in any activity. Next. Who is in the zone? This is one of my favorite segments. Who's in the zone? Well, what is the zone? Well, it's that purposeful, calm feeling that you feel nothing can go wrong. You are disciplined, you're focused, supremely confident. You trust your intuition. You're calm and cool, breathing 6 to 8 breaths a minute. And you love what you do, and you do what you love. Well, this person I'm going to talk about, I've known for 6 years. This is a high achiever. This is a peak performer. All-American, University of Illinois golf team. I just mentioned their golf team. Big Ten Player of the Year. Big Ten champion. This guy is a peak performer. And he knows the 5-second rule. And he uses the word next all the time to stretch the zone. And here we are, out of the University of Illinois graduate, and now he's a rookie on the pro tour, and we're starting soon the first tournament in Hawaii at the Sony Open. PGA full status, and that person is Nick Hardy. Get to know him. I think he's going to be around a long time. And he's going to be near the top of the leaderboard. Why? He's a peak performer. He uses the word next. He has reduced his thoughts. This is pretty amazing. 30 to 40%. And when he's playing golf, he's in the moment with not a lot of thought. He will evaluate, learn from it, bury that performance in the backyard, and then go next. But when he leaves the golf course, he then enters his fiance arena and he's present, looking her in the eye long enough to discern eye color. And he's not thinking about golf because Nick Hardy knows he's so much more than a golfer. So much more than that. I've told every athlete I've coached, you're more than that. Nick Hardy just shot 59. What? Did you hear me right? 59. That's something we can only dream about, much less go out and execute it and do it. He had never shot 59. He'd shot 60 before, actually in a tournament. This was in practice. This was last week. 59 with a bogey, stretching the moment, not violating the five-second rule, saying next, next hula hoop-sized target, next toothpick target inside the cup on the green. Next, next, next. And when it was over, it was like a blur, like it didn't happen. You know what he told me? It was easy. When's the last time you heard somebody tell you that their 59 was easy? I love it. Being in the zone, yeah, that's the only place to be. And that's a place where Nick Hardy resides. Nick Hardy, who's in the zone? You're in the zone. Next. Zoniacs, I need your help. You know, this platform, this show is all about peak performers. And we have created a Zoniac community of like-minded people that are doing everything to be the genuine, authentic, best self they can be. And I want you to change yourself. Look in the mirror. What do I need to change to be better? What can I do to advance myself to another level? Can I be a better husband, wife, spouse, significant other? Yes. Can I be a better sibling? Yes. Can I be better to myself and treat myself like a champion? And the answer is definitely yes. So we got to change ourselves first. Then we're going to influence, positively influence, by our actions, by our deeds, but by our positive thinking, everybody in our family. That can expand out up to 50 people in your small inner circle, your coworkers, in your job, career, your neighbors, your friends, and then it can expand to the neighborhood, to the town you live in, the village you live in, the city you live in. We can facilitate change 1, 2, 3 people at a time. So Zoniacs, I need you to share this show, pass it forward, take out any nuggets, any tools, and deliver them to the people that you love and care about. Give it away. Please pass it forward. Let's build a community. 20,000 subscribers. Well, that may seem like a long time. Yeah, that seems so. No, it's not far away. It's one day at a time, one step at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One subscriber at a time. And Zoniacs, we can do this. Let's build this community of peak performers and high achievers, and let's take our lives so that we can be the best that we can be. Subscribe to the Zone Coach Show and share it. My favorite living thing besides the human or the dog or the cat, the palm tree. Here comes a hurricane, 120 miles an hour. It is ferocious. It is devastating. And the first line of defense is the palm tree. You look around on the beach, there's no oak trees. Wonder why? Well, their branches would be broken and their roots uplifted. Why? Because it fights the hurricane. But the palm tree is cool. Palm tree says, hey, hurricane, come on in. It absorbs negativity, lets the wrath of that 120-mile-an-hour wind blow right through it. And it bends, doesn't break, because it's got also strong roots. And when the hurricane blows itself out, the palm tree pops up and says, hey, sunshine, how you doing? You need to be a palm tree in life's hurricanes, and there's plenty of them, plenty of challenges. And just be calm and be cool. But one of the ways to be the ultimate palm tree is you make a commitment that nothing, no occurrence, no person, no place, no thing is going to increase my breathing. I control that. If you're above 20 breaths a minute, you're borderline anxiety, panic, and all those other maladies that will not serve you well at all. The average person is into 15, 17 breaths a minute. And Zoniacs, we're at 6 to 8 breaths a minute. So I've got the old timer going. I'm going to count a minute while you're going to relax, be present, unhinge your jaw, shut your eyes. You're going to count how many breaths. One inhale, one exhale, one breath. Your goal is 6 to 8 breaths a minute. On your mark, get set, go, breathe. Fill your lungs, hold it 1 second, empty your lungs, hold it 1 second, inhale again, fill your lungs, hold it 1 second, exhale. Your tongue floats in your mouth, your eyes are soft, your face is relaxed. Your shoulders are relaxed. There's a calm over you. No place I'd rather be than present, right here, right now. Just breathe. Tranquil, peaceful, calm, relaxed. And now stop. How'd you do? This is something you can set your phone alarm every hour. I've got clients doing that every 2 hours. And when the alarm goes off, hopefully you're surprised, you'll lower your breathing. Now, if you think about it, in 15 seconds, you barely will have 2 full breaths in. This is probably the most relaxed you've been all day. Welcome to the palm tree. And of course, you can come back here and be as cool and as relaxed as you possibly can be. Next! Ask Jim at zonecoach.com. What can you ask me? Anything. Nothing off limits. You can talk and ask about any facet of your life. Your J-O-B arena, any questions, how to resolve conflict, how to prepare for a big presentation, any question. In your relationship, how do I have 1 + 1 = 3 where my significant other and I get back with shared vision? We've gotten off of that. Everything was great. Then we had kids, 2 different jobs, COVID hit, and I'm looking to get that spark back in my relationship. Ask Jim any questions about the zone, how to prepare for an athletic event, how to make adjustments, or how to evaluate. Nothing's off limits. You've got it. Ask Jim, and I'll give you a solution. I'll do my best to answer all of them, and a few of them are going to be on our mailbag. So don't forget, ask Jim at zonecoach.com. Zoniacs, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to share. So what do we talk about today? Today's about being in the moment. It's about reducing your thoughts 30, 40% of the time. It's all about being disciplined, being focused, being confident, being relaxed, and enjoying the journey. And that leads us to the Zone Cafe. Welcome to the Zone Cafe. Now, this cafe only has 5 menu items. And you can pull up anytime on the road of life. Just pull up to the drive-up. We're open 24/7. We're always open. Here's what's on the menu. And if you need our first menu item, self-discipline, the willingness, the commitment to stay with the task, to reach well-defined goals and help you stepping stone-like to your vision, well, we got a big slab we're cooking up and it's ready for you to take home and apply it to whatever arena in your life you need to. But maybe you are disciplined. Maybe you do have a blueprint tucked up under your arm. But now you need to focus one task at a time, one step at a time. And focusing, maybe that's a challenge. Well, we've got a big bag of concentration. As soon as you pull that into the car, you're going to narrow your focus. You're going to put blinders on. You won't see all the other challenges. It's like a golfer. You never see the bunker or the sand trap or the water or the big tree until you take your eye off the flag. But maybe you are disciplined. Maybe you are focused. But maybe you got a little seed of doubt. Maybe it's hobbling you like a pebble in your shoe. We got some optimism. Oh, we've got a lot of optimism. We've got a big bowl of optimism. And once you order that, you immediately are going to feel like nothing can go wrong. Would you like to bolster your confidence, your trust, your belief, your expectancy? Order some optimism. But maybe that palm tree resonated with you last segment. Maybe you need to be a little more cool, a little more calm, not always have those negative knee-jerk reactions. Maybe you violated that 5-second rule and lots of things you're doing. We got a big drink of relaxation. One sip, that calm will envelop you. But maybe that's not what you need. Maybe you need a little pep in your step. Maybe you need to get up off the couch and go and make something happen. Maybe you need to be a little more aggressive. Maybe you need to have some enjoyment because that's our happy meal. So if you need to put a smile on your face, a little song in your heart, and a little bounce in your step with some enthusiasm and excitement, order the happy meal, enjoyment. And as Zoniacs, you know, these 5 markers, the first letter of self-discipline, concentration, optimism, relaxation, enjoyment, it spells an acronym called SCORE. And that acronym, SCORE, replaces the word attitude. It replaces the word mindset. So as you drive up to the Zone Cafe, what do you need from the SCORE menu? Zoniacs, you can come back anytime you choose. Next week, you may need relaxation, or tomorrow, you may need enjoyment. But you always want to bolster whichever one of those 5 markers need you to be the best you can be. The Zone Cafe. Zoniacs, this show is all about being present, looking people in the eye long enough to discerning eye color. And it's all also about next, just keeping one step going forward on your life journey. Next. Next, no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. And that word next has been the battle cry of all the pro tennis players I've coached. Next point, next game, next match, next, and the same in baseball and all the other sports. but use the word next in your life. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. In my will, written out, that my spouse has to abide by once I'm gone. And by the way, you are invited to my 125th birthday party. I will be jumping out of a cake. There'll be a lot of music, a lot of great food, a little bit of wine. You're invited. Hopefully you show up. I'm 72, so we got a little time, but mark it on your calendar. But when it's all over, on my tombstone is one word. Now, I wouldn't mind having a pop-up movie, maybe some, you know, little Vegas lights going on. That's probably not going to happen. It'll probably have my name and a date and whatever, but one word has to be there. Next. Zoniacs, keep it moving. Be in the zone. You know it's the only place to be. Until I see you again. Next.